Although you may associate his name with tractors, he never saw one. Yet his name is synonymous with the equipment used in agriculture. We go to the small shop from which he built a mighty company on today's edition of The American Countryside.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in The Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll stay on Oahu and soak up the sun on Waikiki Beach, then fly to Kauai to see extraordinary Waimea Canyon. We'll also stay on Maui at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Resort on Kuanapali Beach. Agricultural highlights include the pineapple and coffee plantations, lavender farm, and much more. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266. In case you ever had a doubt, the name of the large tractor and farm equipment maker is the name of a real man who gained fame in Illinois.
John Deere got here in 1836. He developed self-scouring steel plow in 1837, and he was here until 1847, 1848. Then he moved to Moline.
Rick Trahan says when Deere came to Grand Detour, he heard area farmers complain about their cast iron plows that would not cut through the rich prairie soil. So he took a piece of steel from a broken sawmill blade, shaped it, and polished it on a sandstone grinding wheel, and took it to Lewis Grandel's farm to test it. That first self-scouring steel plow was revolutionary in 1837.
Was it the shape of his plow? Was it the material it was made from, being steel versus cast iron? Or was it because it was polished? And I have to say yes, yes, and yes. Because it's that combination of those three things that made his plow successful when the existing technology didn't work.
Not only did John Deere develop a better plow, but his real genius may have been in how he built and marketed what he created.
He was one of the pioneers of building up an inventory ahead of time. Used to, you'd come in, you'd order it, then you'd wait for it, and then get it built. Well, he had the foresight to build things up in advance so people who were coming out west and continuing to go further west could stop by in Grand Detour and pick up a John Deere plow and continue out west into the grasslands that were out in there and have the proper plow for those areas.
Today, Trahan performs his blacksmith trade at Deere's Small Barn, a place that grew to a mighty company making farm equipment and much more. Traveling the countryside in Grand Detour, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.